USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Independent Bernie Sanders comments on the Arizona Democratic Party censure of Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema.
What the Arizona Democratic Party did was exactly right.
The Burn praising the Arizona arm of the party for condemning Sinema's vote to keep the Senate filibuster in place, and along with Senator Joe Manchin, her decision did succeed at killing the passage of two major voting rights bills that Democrats are pushing. The UK is accusing the Kremlin of trying to install a pro-Russian leader in Ukraine. UK's Foreign and Commonwealth Office making the announcement late last night. The statement comes as President Vladimir Putin is reportedly still trying to decide if Russia is going to invade Ukraine. A wildfire forcing evacuations near California's coastal community of Big Sur today. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been an upset NFL postseason weekend. Both number one seeds eliminated from the playoffs as the Niners knocked off the top-seeded Green Bay Packers 13-10. The number one seed in the AFC also lost, Tennessee losing to the Cincinnati Bengals. A company known for the grills it makes is issuing an apology for an ill-timed Recipe of the Week newsletter. Sent to tens of thousands of subscribers, the grill maker featured a recipe for meatloaf. Unfortunately, the newsletter happened to coincide exactly with the passing of singer and actor Marvin Lee Adey, who is best known by his stage name Meatloaf. He passed away last week of COVID-related issues at 74. And this is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
More now on the tension on the border between Russia and Ukraine. President Biden's meeting with his national security team at this hour at Camp David. As the tensions are still rising, the White House says the president's made it clear that any movement across the border by Russian forces will be seen as an invasion and will be met with very severe international consequences. Yesterday, the U.S. Embassy in Kiev announced the arrival of a portion of a $200 million security assistance package that the U.S. is giving to Ukraine's military. New York City Mayor Eric Adams joining hundreds of New Yorkers at a vigil in front of the 32nd Precinct in Harlem last night, mourning the loss of a 22-year-old NYPD officer, Jason Rivera. He was fatally shot Friday while responding to a domestic disturbance at an apartment, and his 27-year-old partner is still fighting for his life as well. Officer Wilbert Mora, also shot during Friday's ambush, still in critical condition. Mayor Adams spoke at the vigil, calling for unity, saying, "I have the backs of all my police officers." And police say a shooting at a Massachusetts mall left a man critically injured, and that was a targeted event. The shooting happened at 3 yesterday afternoon up the South Shore Plaza in Braintree, just south of Boston. We're online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.